Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Gairil maghdubi alayhim walabdaleen. Ameen. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Ameen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, Al-Kadik, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1444 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening session of Alif Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dafrita Hadi. And as always, oh, come on, we get open with the big hugs and love. Squeeze tight, because I know it's been a busy week and it's been a busy day for all of us, and we're going to give each other that comfort and relax that we need from this busy week that we've had. And we are coming to Alice Line and Focus Learning Lab to get some quietness and some calmness and peace and knowledge and wisdom and all these wonderful great things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have in store for us. Alhamdulillah. I feel your love. Thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. And inshallah, you feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. How fast is time going, everybody? Look, we are now at the end of the 10th month of Ramadan. How about that? Ramadan is still at the end of the 10th month, which means, though, now what that means now, today is the 30th, then that means 7 days ago, last month, we made our complete month of completing Ramadan. So, you know, we like to still say that we still in celebration, you know, of the Eid, you know. But just look how fast time is flying. Here we're at the, because, you know, after Ramadan, we came in Shawwal. And now here we are at the last day of Shawwal. Today is, which, again, is the 10th month on the Islamic calendar. We're approaching the new year fast on the Islamic calendar, on the Hijra calendar. Alhamdulillah. So we're in the last day of the 10th month on the Hijra calendar, which is Shawwal, the 30th day of Shawwal, the last day of Shawwal, 1444, on the Hijra calendar. And, of course, May 20th, 2023, here on the Gregorian calendar, which we are approaching into June. I mean, alhamdulillah, how time is moving vastly, you know, quickly, meaning that, you know, where I'm seeing it, you know, the fastness of time, you know, how it's going, oh, wow, before you know it, you know, we'll be like, you know, back to the paradise. Back to the paradise, because, see, we already guaranteed that we're going to get in there, because we're going to learn Al-Asma Ul-Husna, and we're going to do all of the wonderful good deeds and works that we can do in the service and the worship of our Lord, Allah, highly glorified is he. So we are definitely looking forward to returning to Allah's paradise and our being able to be said to, welcome my servant, and the angels were saying, enter, peace, satisfaction. And our Lord will be saying, welcome my servant, a job well done. He's pleased with us. And, of course, we'll certainly be pleased with him. Alhamdulillah. So I'm just saying, you know, that's where I'm seeing that all this vastness and time and 1 month is just looking like it was just couple weeks ago when we said we was off through with Ramadan and into finishing Ramadan and off into the first day of Shawwal. So here we are, the last day now. So alhamdulillah, so time is moving. And I know you all can tell it just in your daily activities of life, you know, how fast things are going. We've got grandchildren, perhaps, you know, or you may have just had to a new marriage or something, and how fast the time is going so fast, or how long you've already been in your present marriage, and a lot of time is absolutely moving, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help and the help that he has given us in this day of our lives to be able to enjoy, to in this day of our life, in our efforts and work as we work our way back to the paradise. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so last week, we discussed Al Asma ul Husna. Like we said, this is post Ramadan, and I might say post Eid because I'm still celebrating myself, and I'm pretty sure you are too. When we think about all the wonderful and gracious blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, that we can't thank him enough for. Trust you, we know this, so we're still all excited and celebrating to that effect. But post Ramadan, here we are beginning Al Asma ul Husna. We're going back to the beginning, because we've got as well as the season Muslims that are here, we do have our new believers and new shahadas every week. We've got new believers and new shahadas and we want to make sure that we speak to them and let them know how sincere we take the responsibility of sharing the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and sharing it with them or teaching it to them, because that is an obligation and a duty that falls upon the believer when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the opportunity to learn. He said it's a responsibility to get that information out, and especially to the new believers, newcomers, new shahadas. So that's what we're doing. So we're definitely. So we started back to the beginning, to the introduction of Al Asma ul Husna last week, and we know that we were discussing. We found out in that from bringing the introduction is that learning Al Asma ul Husna gives, Allah has said to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that whoever learns Al Asma ul Husna, but it's, it says, let me learn more about that, Al Asma ul Husna will be blessed with the seat in the paradise. So this is real business. This is true. And so this is what we're working for. We're excited about it. And we're actually looking forward to that day, inshallah, that we will, actually be there at the door, and the doors will be open to the paradise. And we'd be like, oh, my goodness, oh, Allah, you're so kind, So inshallah, so we're looking forward to that. So with that, we're going to move on. We got quite a bit we want to try and cover this evening, because we did the introduction last week, and we just do a summary of that just a little bit when we come through. And then tonight we're going to do, where does Al Asma ul Husna come from? We're going to look at the best way to memorize, Al Asma ul Husna. But before we do that, I want us to look at in the recognition, first of all, that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not limited to the 99 names. So this is information. We want to give it to you like some introduction, where it come from, give you a sequence so that way, get your pens and paper. This is a learning lab. And if you're really serious about this, And I know, and I believe you are, because I know I am, and I'm speaking out for that, And so, and I want to hear from you all as well, you know, in your learning. And so, make sure you get your pen and your paper, you know, and take good notes. Take good notes. And you know, you'll see the need and the reasoning for taking those good notes, okay? So without going any further here, where am I? Give me 1 moment. Okay. We'll be back going any further here. We're going to go on and take our first pause for our public service announcement and important information, and then we're going to get back and get into tonight's presentation. You're listening to Alice Lyman Focused Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And I am your host, Dafita Hadi, and I'll make a clarification here, Dafita Abdul Hadi, because, you know, we know Allah highly glorified is, he is Al-Hadi, and I'm not real sure about, you know, just saying Hadi, Dafita Hadi, because I am only Hadi because I'm a servant of our Lord, Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. So, yeah, I say, well, I don't know, but we got kind of carried away there real quickly when we just said Dafita Hadi, but actually it's Dafita Abdul Hadi. And I think I'm going to have to want to make sure I do that every week now from now on, because it's been on my mind about it came up, Dafita Hadi, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, but I'm not just Dafita Hadi. I don't even think I could be just Dafita Hadi. I don't think I could be that. I'm not real sure. I'll check it out. I'll check it out a little bit more, okay? But right now I feel most comfortable seeing that we are learning Al Asma ul Husna, and we don't want to do anything like we putting ourselves out there like, oh, it's all about Hadi. I'm Hadi. Oh, no. I'm only Hadi because I'm a servant of our Lord Allah, highly glorified is he, Al Hadi, the guide. So we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. And inshallah, we'll be right back. See here. Okay, now you know it's going to try to take a moment here, but that's okay. We're right here. I'm going to do this, and you'll see why. I'd like to start out with another one, but I'm going to do this because you'll see why.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
And if you look at the calendar there, you'll see, but I'm going to open
up. Peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And we are back. And just to remind, first of all, I want to Appreciate all of you inside the studio as well as in our AM360.org land audience. Appreciate you all being here. Just to remind you that should you have a question or comment that you want to make, you know you're going to need to come inside the studio. You're going to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll recognize that you do have something that you want to share, and we certainly give you that opportunity. We want to remind everyone and encourage you to visit us, connect with us at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. And you can also leave us a listener comment, 910-317-0297. And you can leave a listener comment and go to Facebook and give us a like on Facebook. You can also tweet us at CWShura. And you can email us at info, I-N-F-O, at CWSC.us. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we certainly look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. We're going to go on here and get into our presentation this afternoon. I'm just so excited about it and sharing, you know. And as I was stating there, you know, last week, the question we were asked was what was the most mentioned subject or topic in the Quran, and when we found out that it was Al-Asma'ul Husna, and we know to know Al-Asma'ul Husna, which are the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our Lord, God, our Creator, Al-Khaliq, our Creator. And to know the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a source of knowledge. And even greater than that, when we integrate them into our life and live them, emulate them in our life, we learn that we're setting the tone for our life, what we want our life to be. I mean, seriously, and it, you know, and especially when you, you know, when you're younger, you know, but even seasoned individuals, we're still seeking. We're still producing in our lives, you know. But you, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed youngsters that are just getting in here, and you're just becoming Muslim, you know, and you definitely want to know how. Your main idea is, okay, now I've taken my shahada. Where do I go from here? Well, where you go from here is you learn about your Lord. You learn about where you come from, your Creator that created you, and your meaning, your purpose that He created you for. And then you learn about Him. The best that you can learn about Him, the best way you can do that is by studying Al-Asma'ul Husna. And so it sets our tone to what we want our life to produce. When, you know, you set up a plan for your life, this is the best insurance, if you even would, you could have in terms of setting up your life and planning your life. So, and listen, and see, and it's so beautiful even more about Al-Asma'ul Husna, because it's not just this life. It's not just this life we're working for. We're working for this life and our continuation of life, the life to come, which for a surety it is. And you know, we have a lot of interesting topics and subjects here on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, because it makes it's just that. It brings the whole of us as man and mankind into focus, where we were created, how we were created, the purpose, the meaning of our life. It's just so much. So I'm certainly appreciative of your being here, and you're gonna just love it, you know. And so we apply our thoughts and our prayers seeking our Lord. Once we learn and begin to learn the beautiful Al Asma Ul Husna. So, and this is going, when we seeking our Lord's blessing, this too produces humbleness within ourselves and nourishes our thinking, actions. It makes us make better decisions because we got a foundation that is sure, not only for this life, but the life to come as well. And so it brings about that peace and tranquility that we need while we are learning. And you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and the seasoned Muslims know this, but you new shahadas, as you could read the Quran, you will learn. And you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And I believe in one of the hadiths says, even if you had to go to China, you know, that's not, I guess it's like a, and it is a seat of knowledge, and it's a long way from us, you know, but even if you had to go there, you could go there, but you're doing what your Lord say do. You see, that's what it's all about. Because that, along with learning Al Asma Ul Husna, when we say learning them, it sets the tone for our life. It does, because our life in this life, in the next. You know, in this life and in the next. And so we're excited to learning Al Asma Ul Husna. Okay, so that was just sort of like an overview from last week's introduction. It was an introduction to Al Asma Ul Husna, your reason, your cause, why would you want to do this, and make sure you get your pen and paper so that you, you know, take these good notes, okay? Also, now, this week, bringing us up to this week, the question may come to one's mind thinking, it says, well, where does Al Asma Ul Husna come from? Al Asma Ul Husna, these are beautiful names that we call upon our Lord, and highly glorified is He. These are His attributes. And this Al Asma Ul Husna comes from the Quran, directly from the Quran. And you know, if you're just new on the line, or if you've been here for a while, you may recall just a couple weeks ago, we went through a surah in the Quran, and we counted out the number of, and it was a short surah. I believe it's a pretty short surah. I didn't think it had any more than 30 ayats to it. But there was like about 17 or 18 attributes that we got out of that one surah, you know. So learning them, these beautiful names and attributes, you see right there it comes from the Quran, and as well as confirming hadith, because you know the hadith mentioned about Al Asma Ul Husna, mentioned the Al Asma Ul Husna in hadith. So that confirms that their existence and where they come from, they originated from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, say to them, O Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, call upon him as Allah, or call upon him as Al-Rahman. And we know Al-Rahman is the most gracious, most gracious. gracious benefactor, so kind and loving. Call upon him by whichever name you will. All of his names are beautiful. Neither offer your prayer, then it goes on to tell us about our prayer, it says, neither offer our prayer too loud of a voice nor too low of a voice, but do follow a middle course. And you're going to find this in Surah 17, Ayat 110. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say in the Quran, he says, call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, he does not like transgressors. So, you call upon him in humility, in private, and in open, you know, and cause no corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke Allah in fear of aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good. And we're going to find that in Surah 7, the Heights, Ayat 55 and 56. So there again, you see where the Hadith is confirming that when you learn the Asma'ul Husna, you still you have to be a doer of good. Still got to do good works. You got to be a sincere, helping heart, because as you read the Quran, the seasoned Shahadas already know, but for the new Shahadas, as you read the Quran, you will see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says upon the believer, we have a duty and a responsibility to the needy, the wayfarer, the poor, those who ask, and those who for some reason do not ask. We as believers have a responsibility and a duty to these people. To this sector of people, if you would. Now we know that question has been answered. Where does it al-Asma'ul Husna come from? Where, you know, where did it originate it, you know? And so we found that it come from the Quran. We're going to move on a little bit further, and it says, one of the other questions that were asked says, how does Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, praise Allah? Says, our master Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has said, in his praising of Allah, our Lord, he says, all praise is due to Allah, the one and only God. He is eternal and divine. He is honored in his own right and in his own greatness. He creates whatever he wills and initiates the creation without having to have a model for any of what he creates. He goes on to say, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and says, our Lord is the one who has always been beyond time as such. Through his knowledge, he has split the seed. Through his might, he has created all creation. Through the light of the morning has he started the dawn. There is none that can alter what he has created, nor is there any that can change what he has made, nor is there any that can revoke his decree or repel his command or be exempt from his call. I mean, and he goes on to say, there is no extinction to his domain, nor is there a term for his divinity. He is the first to create, the one who is eternal, even beyond eternity itself, the one who has obscured himself from his creation in the horizon of ambition, in the lofty exaltation, in the abundant domain, higher than anything that is high, yet is he close to everything. So he manifests himself to his creatures, even without being seen, while he is the most sublime. By his light, he veiled himself and ascended the height, stirring himself from his creation. He sent the messengers so that he would have the clear argument against them, and so that his messengers would testify against his creation. He sent prophets to them to bring them glad tidings and to warn them so that he would guide whomsoever he pleases after providing them with his clear signs and bring into life whatsoever he pleases with the same. Therefore, the creation will know about their Lord that which they did not know, and they will know him as their Lord after having rejected him. They will believe in his unity after having persisted in denying it. But to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all will return. I mean, so that was like a dua, if you would, or a prayer of how Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, praised Allah, highly glorified is he, our Lord, Kadi, the Creator. Then we're going to move on to looking at the best way to, wait a minute, hold on, I think I want to do something else before that. Oh yeah, I'm going to do this, because we're going to go on and look at, you know, even though we're saying like the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course his names and his attributes and this is why it was in one of the hadith that was saying that this is why it's called Al-Asma'ul Husna, because the beautiful names and the attributes are mentioned together in one hadith. And that's why it was called the 99 names and attributes, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, Allah's names and attributes are not limited to just 99. These are only the 99 known ones that we know, the ones that have been compiled and ID'd together. And these are the ones that we're studying from. But as you will find out, that it is understood that the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, Allah has 99 names, such as 100 minus 1. And whoever believes in their meanings and acts accordingly will enter paradise. And similarly, if someone was to say they have 99 names, does not imply that that's all that there is. Like I say again, other scholars dedicated their works dedicate and exceed the 99 names. It was said it was something I was wondering. It was something over here. I think it might be up in here. What I was going to say. Yeah. Speaking of those 99 names, we know that there's more than that. And but these are the ones that have been compiled in, and they're the 99 known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we just wanted to reiterate, it says here, it says people often read, they're talking about the 99 attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning them and they'll enter paradise. Of course, people are skeptical of that, they're saying here, but if they take it, because they take it literally, and they question and they doubt. But see, as a believer, and we know as believers, seasoned believers, and now you new believers and new shahadas will come to know as well. We, you know, you don't have to have any skepticism with anything. If it seems like it's like, oh, how can that be? That just sounds like it's just too good to be true, you know, like. But see, we have to remember this. Allah, highly glorified is He. He is Al-Ali, the all-knowing. So it might seem like it's like it's too good to be true to our minds and our thinking, but if we, as we begin to learn our Lord and learn about Him, then and we come to know Him, He is Al-Haq, the all-truthful, every time, all the time. So if you don't give this knowledge that and say whoever learned them will enter the paradise, you don't have to be like, oh, that's just too good to be true. I don't believe that. But, of course, you know you're not just going to say get them on a piece of paper and then learn them and say, okay, I done learned them and I remember them by my mind, so I'm getting my, you know, I'm going to paradise, you know. You do have to put a bit more effort into it than just learning them because they've been 99 names is written down on a piece of paper. You remember what the hadith said? Now you got to encompass them within yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to. It's like taking a prescription or a cool glass of water on a hot day. You know, you got to actually drink it and get it inside. You can't just set that cool glass of water over it, and you know you're hot, thirsty, and everything, and you're looking at that cool water and saying, well, I see it's a glass of cool water over there, but as long as I know it's a glass of cool water over there, that's not going to quench the thirst. And you probably end up dying from a lack of liquid, or some cooling liquid, because you're not utilizing it. You're just looking at it. Well, that's just like al-asma ul-husna and getting into the paradise. Can't just look at it and say, ooh, yeah, write them down on a piece of paper and got them, y'all, 99. There it is. You got to actually learn them. You got to feel them. And then you know what? What's so beautiful about learning them, too? And I'm sure you all that has been here for a while, you're feeling the same thing because that's the effects that learning al-asma ul-husna has upon the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit, the hearing, the seeing, the feeling, and the understanding, and their whole intellectual perceptions and pursuits. You know, it has that type of bearing on it. So as you're learning them and you learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, you become to know Him and get close. You know, and He becomes to reveal more and more to us, you know. And it's going to be easy. It's easy when you come. I'm saying to this, and I know the seasoned Muslims that has been here maybe for at least, you know, been studying Al-Asma ul-Husna probably longer than this program has even been aired. But and so they're seasoned. And then there's those that come in right just when this program began to air, and we would be a little bit more seasoned than the ones that just come in and not, you know, just getting here. So we're sharing with you the effects of actually learning. It's just, it's so rewarding. You know, it's so rewarding. So we, I guess, get a seat in the paradise and as we do good and good works and everything, but we also I'm looking at the time and I'm just like, this time is just going on. Yeah, so I'm gonna start back right here when I come back. We're gonna have to go on and take care of our business here and take our public service announcement and very important information, inshallah. You're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Apita Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for a public service announcement and very important information, inshallah. And so we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. Alhamdulillah. How did they get from here? Okay. What do we got coming up here? I'm going to do this one because we got
the peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, making my sound. That's a very interesting program coming on every first Sunday. And it's basics of Al-Islam. And as you heard, that's with Imam Omar Shakir. And check it out as well. Okay, we're going to go. Now, just a reminder, for those of you that are out there at am360.org land, we appreciate you being there, as well as you all in the studio. But if you have a question or comment that you want to make, you're going to need to press 1 first that here for in the studio. And for those that they're on am360.org, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll give you that opportunity to get that question or comment in. And for those of you in the studio, we'll be able, when you press 1 on your line, we'll be able to see that you have some question or comment that you would like to make as well, and we'll give you that opportunity. You can give us a like on Facebook. We also want to encourage you to visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference, cwsc.us. And that's us, of course, cwsc.us. That's our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura Conference. That's our webpage. And you go there and you'll find a lot of great information about CWSC and the intelligentsias, which we're utilizing right now. One of them for the newcomers, which is AM360. This is our platform where we're speaking from this evening, and we have many other intelligentsias like the MCNRD, Model Community, National Resource Directory, which is where you as a volunteer would come in and register. You go over there to cwsc.us. Again, that's us. And you would press on the MCNRD tab, and you'll be able to register in the MCNRD Directory, again, which is one of the intelligentsias, along with CWSC, along with AM360 for intelligentsias of CWSC. Okay, so we want you to check us out there, CWSC.us, that is us. And you can also give us a like on Facebook. And you, if you like, you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And I know you're taking good notes so that you'll be able to contact us if you need to in any type of these avenues. And however you choose to connect with us, we certainly do appreciate you, and we do look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to get back to our presentation, and as we were stating just before we've taken our pause there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us that we need to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, and this is what we're doing, and that in our learning Asma'ul Husna, these 99 beautiful names, known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that he have more. But learning these is going to give us a seat, give us a better life in this life and a seat in the paradise. So we're going to experience, as we're learning our Asma'ul Husna, we're going to experience the benefits of it right here in this life as we live and breathe and learn right here today. And it's so wonderful because we are establishing a better life here for ourselves and our family, and leaving information for our progeny, for those that are going to come after us to have this information. And so that we can all connect. Hey, now, I know y'all feeling me now, because this way we all are going to connect with, you know, in the paradise. See, this is true. Now, remember, Al-Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the attributes. Well, the beautiful name is Al-Haq, and the attribute is he's all truthful. He's all truthful. Our Lord, Al-Haq. All true for every time, all the time. So when he says that when we learn our asthma or asthma and do good works, it's going to give us that seat in the paradise. Alhamdulillah. And so we look forward to that. We definitely do look forward to that. So now we're at, in the how, giving us, we want to come up with a way that's going to kind of make it kind of easy for us if we can, you know, learning the 99 beautiful names and attributes. So we're going to say in this particular aspect of the best way to learn them, put them in our mind, you know, and begin to carry them out. But surety is pen and paper, everyone. When you write them down, guess what? When you write it, guess what it's doing? Right then and there, you are ingesting it. You're ingesting it when you, I know you see it, you know, because you're going to be able to see it. So when you write it, your hands are actually, you're utilizing the limbs. And remember, in the hereafter, our limbs are going to speak for us too. Hands, feet, you know, eyes, ears, everything's going to speak, you know. So, you know, so when we rewrite it, that's a blessing in itself. And so, and when you write it, and your eyes see it, you're gonna use your mouth, you're gonna say it. And when you say it, how did you say it? Because when you saw it on the paper and you wrote it with your pen, guess what? It went inside. So when it went inside, you were able to then be able to say it. You ingested it, so you're able to bring it up and say it. And when you begin to practice it, you're going to feel the nearness that you're going to come to Allah, highly glorified is he. You're going to come closer to him. You're going to begin to understand him. You're going to understand his ways of his attributes, you know, and learning him. Okay, so this is the importance of learning them. One, it's so many benefits. And when you want to find a way of being able to memorize them, you want to begin with memorization, because I'm telling you, when I first started, when I lead a program that evening, I have it written down, and I know you all do as well. And then you put your paper aside and you start thinking. You say, well, I'm gonna say what I remember from the program this evening. And you're excited to say it, and then you want to run back to your paper and see that you remember it right, because it's just that important. You want to get the correct spelling. You want to know the meaning of it, and understanding of it when you're saying it and the benefit of it when you're saying it. Because, we also went, and the Quran tells you about the benefits of saying each of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't want to be hard on yourself, And you might want to start with maybe start out with one or two, but in this particular article, it was suggesting maybe five, start out with five. And if you can do five, start out with five, hey, alhamdulillah, but something that is very new to you, and you don't want to overcrowd yourself. You want to give yourself time and learn. So it says, if you lined up the 99 names and asked yourself to remember them, each one of their names, then you would probably want to shrink them down into groups so that you can say, and that's what I did. And I'm going to tell you what I did. I'm going to tell you a secret of what I did now. And it's helped me quite a bit in my learning. I've even come to do it in association, for the name. So when you get them down there and you say, okay, I did mine by alphabetizing them, like A's, B's, and the next letter come out, it's no C's. I see no C's. I did see a D, no E's. You could say F, but it would be like Al-Afu, the part Allah highly glorified is, he would be Al-Afu. And I would, and it's got the AF in there, but, if you just wanted to use a alphabetic like that, and then carry it on, and as far as you could take it all the way to Al-Azim, which is the Z. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Azim, the magnificent. So and all in between there, G, H, so that was a big help for me. And so, we did go through the listing now, but we will go through them again. Perhaps even if this evening, once we finish this presentation, we got time to go through the 99 names so that you can have them, and then you can take a look at them and put them in an alphabetical order if you would, if you wanted to, that would be easier for you. Or if you just want to take a look at them and say, okay, I got 99 names here, I'm going to do it like this in order to remember them, to memorize them. Or you can just start from where you have picked up at and start this learning. If you're just getting here tonight, you want to start learning from them like that. And another way that you can also approach learning and the memorization of the Al-Asmaul Husna is to make up a quiz. Do your quiz. Give yourself a quiz to test your knowledge on your learning the Al-Asmaul Husna. We've done that. We know that just here's some of the benefits. Like here it says, to support the view of learning the 99 names of Allah. It's been a lot to Allah, say, for instance, if a Muslim, he's saying here, if a Muslim is afflicted with distress and makes the supplication, this supplication, then his supplication would be answered. So I'm trying to see that they use the attribute here because right here is what they're saying here. Now, it says, I'm distressed. It says, O Allah, I am your servant, the son of your servant, the son of your maid servant. My forelock is in your hand. Your command concerning me prevails, and your decision concerning me is just. So say, for instance, so like in making this supplication, and say your decision is just, well, we know Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Adil, the just. So we can call up on him, and we know we're going to get justice in whatever we're calling up on him. If we say call upon him, say by Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we need him some mercy. You know how sometimes things can be taken so much and you'd be like, oh, God, please have mercy. You know what I'm saying? And so we just called up on him by an attribute. We may not have said the Al-Rahim, which is the most, Allah has glorified, he is the most merciful, but we said, oh, Allah, have mercy. We called up on him in mercy, in his attribute of mercy. So we called up on him. And so as this, it says, call up on, say, I call upon you by every one of the beautiful names with which you have described yourself or which you have revealed in your book or you have talked to any of your creatures. And this is what we're saying, that we are calling up on our Lord. It says that, or which you have chosen to keep in the knowledge of the unseen with you, to make the Quran the delight of my soul. This is what they're asking. They're calling upon Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these beautiful names to make the Quran the delight of his soul, the light of his heart, and to remove sadness, dismay, and to dispel anxiety. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, if a person says this, Allah will remove his affliction and replace it with joy and happiness. So the people said, O Messenger of Allah, should we not learn it? The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, yes, whoever hears al-Asma or Husna should learn it. That whoever even just hears them should learn them. You know, so, and as we said earlier, there are works dedicated by other scholars that exceed 99 names. But right now, everyone, we want to stay focused on the 99 have been introduced to at this day and time of our life, that we have been made a promise that when we learn them, it's going to bring us closer to our Lord, going to bring us in a better understanding of our Lord and his very existence. It's going to put us in a light of good thinking, good actions, prosperity and wealth and better health and all of these wonderful, wonderful things. So in our new reintroducing Al-Asma ul-Husna, and for those that are on the line that might be for the first time, and they say, well, why? Why should I? And well, now you know the importance of why, and you should. learn our asthma or us not. Okay, with that, that's going to complete that. But oh, you know what? I got inquisitive. I was looking at let's see, about splitting the remember when we read up there? And it was about splitting the let me see if I can get back to it. It came to my mind because I was going to say something about it. About splitting the seed. Set the tone. Remember, it was about splitting the seed. It says, okay. Okay. Maybe I'm not gonna hold us up on that. It was about splitting the seed in that particular introduction that we was reading. I think it's down here. I think it's right here where it was saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will split the seed. Yeah, right here. Okay, yeah, here it was right here. And where it says, our Lord is the one who has always been beyond time. As such, through his knowledge, he has split the seed. And, you know, I was like, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, so, because now I'm going to read another hadith, but it's something about splitting the moon. I'm not going to read that one because it got kind of complicated. But here it again, it's talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has split the seed through his might and has created all creation through the light of the morning. Has he started the dawn? And there is none that can alter this. But when it said, split the seed, I was like, okay. So you know what I thought of when I read that split the seed? I thought of, you know, like the male was the male, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the female from the male. So it was just the one. So my mind went out on that, you know. I'm like, oh, so split the seed like the man and the woman. But also it went here, it says, it is Allah who caused the seed grain and the date stone to split and sprout. He caused the living to issue from the dead, and he is the one to cause the dead to issue from the living. So that is Allah. Then how are you to lose away from the true? And that kind of, okay, gave me some better insight on splitting, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala splitting the seed. And I'm going to check my board, y'all. I apologize. I hope I haven't had anyone waiting. I'm going to get right there to you. But since it is time for us to, well, we got a little few minutes yet. But so that's what I got into when I was wanting to, I said, okay, what is this splitting of the seed all about and everything? And so, but I did tell you, I wanted to, if we got an opportunity to, so that you'd be able to get the Al-Asma Ul-Husna, you know what, too? And I'm going to tell you this, you can go to, if you got a computer, go to your computer. And better yet than that, honey, because everybody got a cell phone right there in their hand. So if you got the cell phone, if you're online, you got the computer. So either way, you good. You got your information right into your hands where you can get a copy of Al-Asma Ul-Husna. You can, if you want to come in and press one and let me know that you want me to get the copy to you, I'll do that too. But for those that, you know, because we do have some that are not being able to see it, maybe not be having a utilization to be able to even use their phone and look it up. But you can go to Google 99 Names of Allah. Just do that, and it'll bring it up for you, and you'll be able to open up one of those. It's going to have a lot of listings. You'll be able to open them up, and you'll be able to get the full 99 names and put it right there on your screen or save it right there in your phone. And you might want to go over to, I think it's Al-Islam, .com, I think it is. alislam.com. You might want to check that too and get a listing of the attributes so that way you'll be able to begin to, you know, have a focus point right in front of you. The whole listing of the 99 known names, beautiful names, and you'll be able to set up a system on how you want to memorize them so that you can begin to incorporate them in your daily lives and learn, you know, learn them. Because once you see them, even once you write them, and you know, and you got a real interest, this is real serious business, and you know that it is, and this is what you want to do. You want your seed in the paradise, and you want to do good works. You want to learn about your Lord, who he is, or his existence, about him, how you can see him, how you can feel him, how you can understand him, how you can be able to relate to him. This is serious business, you know. So I just tell you all that are here every week, I tell you, I'm giving you like a alhamdulillah because you're showing your sincerity. And this is serious business because you say, well, what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should call me before I learn them? You know, remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? He says, he judges us on our intentions and on the efforts of our intentions. So I wouldn't concern myself about so much if he would return us to him before we learn them and would the seat still be open. I see that the seat will still be open because the intent was there and the effort behind the intention was put forth. And so our Lord, highly glorified is he. Allah, highly glorified is he, is Al-Aruf. He's the most kind. He's Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Al-Rahman, the benefactor. He is the one everything comes from, you know. And so you have the intent. And you do the righteous works, the righteous deeds. And you'll lay down every night and you'll say, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, should I return to you before I wake? And say, I pray my, what the Christians say, I pray my soul you take with you. You know, something of this day when we said that prayer, you know, the Christian, our Christian brethren, and they say the prayer, when I lay down my soul to take, we pray to God our soul to take, to keep our soul with him. Yeah, yeah. So, alhamdulillah. Okay, with that, we're going to move on to our public service announcement and very important information. And then we're going to come back. And I did have a couple of hadith I wanted to read this evening to share with us as well. And so what we're going to do, we're going to take that pause. You're listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, the Prophet Abdul Hadi. I am servant of Allah Al-Hadi, the guide. And we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. And inshallah, we'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Muwahhidin Muhammad here on American Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. You know, when you're trying to find something, I really want to get something in here, but I'm going to do this here, okay? And I continue to search you. Come on, babe.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Alhamdulillah. And we are back, and I was looking for something else, and I'm just not finding it, but I'm not going to bother with that any further. We want to remind you, if you're out there on am360.org, LAN, and you want to join in us with us here inside the studio, you ask a question or give a comment, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll see that you have something you want to share. We'll open up your mic and give you that opportunity. We also want to remind everyone that you can give us a like on Facebook and leave us a listener comment at our business office at 910 or ask a question. 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we certainly do look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. A reminder, join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time with Study Al-Islam with our dear sister Bitra Muhammad. And that's at 10 o'clock. And tomorrow is the 3rd. I believe that tomorrow is also the Sunday that we're going to have the reading of a good book with our sister, Rivia Jackson. And I believe she comes in at from 12:30 to, or from 1:30 to 3:30, I believe it is. And then later on in the evening, you're going to come in back in at for Imam Kareem Hamid and Michael Hameen at 5 to 7 with contemplations of Imam Wardeen Muhammad. So please look forward to some time in your schedule tomorrow to join us, and we look forward to seeing you here, inshallah. Okay, so what I wanted to do from here, I had a, you know, I would rather you go, you know, I mentioned to you that I would go through and read the attributes, but I know we wouldn't make it through, I'm telling you. We would not make it through the 99 of them without a rush, and I just wouldn't care to rush into that unless you just wanted, you know, I started to say with you, because you know we done completed them. And I'm starting back through. When we start picking up the reading them and then writing them out, when we do that again, when we start doing that, and we're going to do that after, we just want to get everybody in gear, get everybody in, you know, in the mode. Everybody's on the same page of the commitment that we're making to learning Asma'ul Husna. We're making that commitment for the benefit of our own souls, you know, for the benefit of our own souls. So I want to keep a kind of like a straight, you know, like in in sequence of learning. That's what I'm trying to come up with. Want to have an in sequence of learning, like we did the introduction, and then we come up to how did it come about, and confirming that we're going to get a seat in the paradise with it, and that it, and also confirming that it's more than the 99 names that we are learning, but the meaning of actually reciting them and learning them, the benefit is going to be for us not only in this life but in the hereafter too. So we got that. So when we start, probably after this week, we'll go back and we'll start the respelling of them again. So I'm getting your heads up. We'll start at the respelling of them again, started with number one, and the meaning of them. We're going to get the name and the attribute. Remember, the name would be like Al-Malik. That would be the name. That would be the name. That's the beautiful name, Al-Malik. Well, the attribute is Al-Malik, he's the sovereign, the one, the holy one. You know what I'm saying? You know, the one. You know what I'm saying here, right? So you're getting, so that's like, now this is what I come to comprehend in my learning, because it says in the Hadith, it was saying that it was called Al-Asma'ul Husna because it was the Hadith that mentions the name and the attribute. See, the attribute is what that name means. And that's what I've comprehended in my studying, that Ar-Rahman, that's the beautiful name. In meaning the most compassionate, that is what that name does. That's the attribute. And the attribute is something like what a person does, you know. You know, like what a person, what, say, you know what I'm saying? I'm just using it as a person just to give you an analogy, but it's our Lord. It is not a person at all, and he is more than that, of that beautiful name, than we could ever be in the attribute of that name. He's more. So we would be a compassionate person, but we wouldn't be our rock man. Because our rock man is the most compassionate. You see what I'm saying? So we might be a compassionate person, a kind person and everything, but that's what we're going to do when we go back down through there. And I want us to stay on a straight line of keeping that sequence. When we get back on the name and the attribute itself, and we're going to incorporate some benefits as well in when we recite that name, then I want it to be in sequence order, like right there, the name, the attribute, the benefit. And that would be in our learning when we get into, when we get back into starting from number one and going back through 99 names and attributes, okay? Right now, we're introducing, but you see some Muslims that are on the line, alhamdulillah, we appreciate you kindly, but you know, and you know, like it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a reminder, it's good to be reminded, you know, just being reminded, gentle kindness reminder. But for the new shahadas, this is the first time they've hearing it, so we want to make sure that we are giving to them all that we can give to them. And so we're doing the introduction and getting them into the sequence of learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. That's what it is. Thank you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so with that, I had a couple of hadith that I wanted to read this evening. I don't know why this keeps doing this. Okay, so I'm gonna go over here to my system kept up. And with that, I'm going to go back. You know what I'm going to do, though? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna open it. Okay, I'll open it up later there. Okay, so you remember we were talking about Hadi, let me go here and put right here. Yeah, just pick out something to read here because, you know, in my I'm learning something too. And I hear some Muslims say, not all of them, but I hear some Muslims say about their feelings about Hadith, you know. You know, Hadith is the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. But Hadith is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, like, you know, and it'll say on the authority of Abu Huraira, who said the messenger of Allah, may the rest and peace of Allah be upon him, say it, you know. And so when I'm learning is that if it's God, it's a hadith, and I pulled out, you know, I said, oh, you got the hadith, and I went and pulled up my hadith books today and everything, but like this one here, which says it's Sahih Muslim, you know, and it's book 52, Hadith 27. So, but in the relating and the reporting of it, it didn't say it was reported like by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, saying this. I'm going to leave that one alone. Like I say, it's best that, you know, when you're doing hadith, you definitely want to make sure it's sahih and it's authentic. You know, a hadith for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So some of them I choose this. It would be too complicated. I'm not learned enough in that too. What are you doing? What? Okay, now you know my computer trying to act up, don't you? I know y'all can feel it because you know, like you're probably saying, well, why is she hesitating and stuff? Cause my computer is acting. Okay, now don't do it again. So we're gonna talk about today. I'm gonna do a hadith on. About the dawn prayer. Okay. And then I'm going to do this one. And I'm going to do this one. Okay. Okay. So we're going to open this one up. And this is one of the beautiful hadiths that we're going to read today. And remember I said to you, you can always go online to hadithofthedaydaytoday.com. And you can be able to verify these hadiths in which I'm reading. And, you know, you can make copies of them yourself, too. So I'm just kind of sharing with you. That's what Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab is all about. It's a learning. It's a learning for me, you, all of us together. We're learning. And I'm sharing everything that I'm learning with you. You know, and it's really important for us to get into the paradise. I like to see us all in paradise together. And I don't know if we're going to remember this time here or not. I don't know. We'll have to look a little bit more into that, but we might be able to say, yeah, I remember when we was learning Al Asma Husna on Earth. I'm just saying. That would be nice, you know, and say, but we can say what the Quran says, but Allah said that the angels will say out to the believers, say, did you not find that what your Lord said to you come to true, be true? And they said, yes, we did. And then he'll ask that also of the disbeliever. Say, did they find that what their Lord has said come to be true? And so everybody will be bearing witness to if they was a believer and they did good works and righteous deeds, and then the Lord said they're going to be in the paradise, then we'll be looking at each other and say, hey, high five, girlfriend, high five, brother. We made it. And we found the promise of our Lord was true. And we are all sitting here together into the paradise, you know. And so this is what I'm saying is so serious about asthma. Who's no gallon? I'm not going to go there. I'm going to open up this hadith here. This particular hadith here. Now, I can't stress enough, and I know you're feeling me on this. I know you feel me on this. We cannot stress enough this importance, you know, and so, inshallah. We're going to read this beautiful hadith. It's about the dawn prayer. Abu Zaid, also Amr B. Attab, may Allah be pleased with them, reported. Allah's messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, led us in the dawn prayer and then mounted the pulpit and addressed us until it was time for the noon prayer. Wow, did you hear that? Said Allah's messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, led them in the dawn prayer, Fajr, and then mounted the pulpit and addressed us until it was time for the Zuhr prayer. He then came down the pulpit and observed the Zuhr prayer with us, and then again mounted the pulpit again and addressed us until it was time for Asr prayer. He then once again came down and observed the prayer, the Asr prayer with us, and again mounted the pulpit and addressed us until the sunset. Addressed us until the sun was set. And he informed about everything pertaining to turmoil that lay hidden in the past and what lies in the womb of the future. And the most learned among us is one who remembers them well. Alhamdulillah. And this is Sahih Muslim 2892, Book 54, Hadith 33. Now, I'm sitting here looking at, like, you know, and I've heard some long lectures of Imam Wardi Muhammad, that the believers, a lot of the believers, they attest to when they were in the studying, and I think more than ever was they were in the Ramadan studies, and Imam Muhammad, may Allah bless him with paradise, they would stay a long time. Now, I don't know, but I'm just looking right here. If there was anything like his example through the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, they were from the dawn all the way to the Maghrib. They made them prayers together. Now, that was the real good blessing about it. They, you know, they was, well, the whole situation was blessed now. But I'm saying what was, you know, would have been, I guess, and it was inspiring for everyone that stayed, you know, that they were going to be able to get this knowledge and get the prayer with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, which is the same for the ones that were listening to Imam Wardi Muhammad that stayed, you know, and they said, well, we get to get prayer with the Imam. You know, isn't that wonderful? That is just breathtaking. You know, like, Oh, my goodness. And he says, say, and he informed about everything pertaining to turmoil that lay hidden in the past and what lies in the womb of the future. And the most learned among us is the one who remembers them well. Isn't that just awesome? They'll be able to come back and tell it, share it. And it's related by Sahih. This is Sahih Muslim, book 2892, book 54, Hadith 33. I imagine that 2892 might be a commentary, I'm thinking. They might have wanted to put, okay. And it says, in this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, addressed his companions in between prayers until it was time for the next one. Can you imagine the conversations they would have had and the knowledge that would have flowed through those words? Think about your own conversations and ask yourself if you feel each one with valuable knowledge, the remembrance of Allah, or words that will gain you blessings. Surround yourself with good people who remind you of your purpose and remind others of their blessings so that every conversation is full of barakah, inshallah. Ask Allah to put those in your life that he loves, and you will find them around you. May Allah bless all of us, our companions in life, and our time with one another. I mean, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to move on. That was Hadith about the dawn prayer. Okay. Let's go back. And let's go and let's read this particular hadith here about seeking refuge when faced with difficulties, about seeking refuge. This hadith is about seeking refuge. And Bin Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that he heard his father say following the prayer, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from kufr, poverty, and torment of the grave. And he goes on to say, I started to recite them, and he said, O my son, where did you learn these words? I said, O my father, I heard you saying this supplication at the end of the prayer, and I learned them from you. He said, continue to recite them, O my son, for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to say this supplication at the end of the prayer. And again, that was, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from kufr, poverty, and torment of the grave. And this is related by Sunan an-Nasa'i, 5465, book 50, hadith 38. This is a beautiful and powerful dua to make, seeking refuge in Allah, as from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Alhamdulillah. What are we looking at, 641? Oh, okay. My apologies. Okay. And then I got to check my board, too. You know, I just love it. We get really, really busy, don't we? Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody, you know it's time for us to take our last public service announcement here for the evening. And we'll get back and we'll begin to close out. You're listening to Alice London Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeza Hadi, and we're going to see, there I go, Dapreeza Abdul Hadi. I'm servant of Allah El Hadi, the guide. And we're going to take our pause for our public service announcements and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Do not go away, and we will be right back. I tell you, my
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Camila Rosa, a proud collaborator with the community White Shura Conference, speaking to you from my native country of Brazil. And I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very heart of families and communities, no matter where we call home. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or social economic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlining issues of respect for women that the United States Me Too movement addresses, and that helped more Americans to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of your society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. We are with you here in Brazil as we tackle similar issues, and we are encouraged by your stand in America and hope that our voices here will encourage you to stay the course and speak out in the defense of women in America and abroad. To see real change is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or in my community. So talk to your leaders, counselors, and hold workshops in your communities. Invite in experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our societies. Indeed, we want respect for women globally, and that means equal protection and equal respect for our intellect, our work, and our total persons. So, what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. You know, we are back, and again, well, thank you so kindly for being here. We're going to get ready to close up, too. I'm going to go and, you know, if you're out there in am360.org land, you're going to need to dial in. And now, you know, you won't want to put no rush on you, nothing like that, but you know, I have been telling you throughout. You got something to say here out there in am360.org land. You're going to need to dial in now. As Vivica Fox said, now, sweetie, you're going to need to dial in. Now, darlings, you're going to need to dial in. You're going to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And
we'll open up your mic. Visit our parent cooperation community-wide Shura conference at cwsc.us. I want you all to really check that. Make sure you check out that that website. Okay, I really do want you to do that. And if you have any questions or comments that you want to leave us, you want to do it over at the business office, you can do that by dialing at 910-317-0297. And however you choose to connect with us, hey, we look forward to hearing from you, and we appreciate you kindly. Now we are back, and see, we're looking at 47, might as well say 50. I'm going to close this out with one. I wanted to do right here. I wanted to was about honor. Let's do this one here, and then we're going to, oh, we want to do this here. We want to see what this one here says. This is about the key to paradise. Let's see what they're saying here. It might be the one that we've already read tonight. We'll see. Okay. Right here. Jabir, this beautiful hadith is about the key to paradise. You know what I mean? We can't say it enough, everybody. Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with them, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may the best peace of Allah be upon him, said, the key to paradise is Salat. And the key to Salat is Wudu. Alhamdulillah, see? Alhamdulillah. Now, this is some really, this here is very, this is really good information. Because I know of some new shahadas that I be telling them, I said, you know, they learn that Fatiha and learning the prayer and everything, and that's real good and great things, you know. But I was saying to them, and I had not read this here hadith yet. I didn't know about this hadith. But I was saying to them, your preparation for prayer is everything. Because if you don't know how to prepare yourself for prayer, and I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges on our intention, but one would have to know that there is a way of preparing yourself. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has shown us that way, and that's through the wudu. So you see it here? It says the key to paradise. So not only do you get a seat in there, but the key to it is salat, your prayers. But that makes sense too, because remember we were reading that in Hadith where it was stating that that would be the first issue that would be addressed to the believer when they come to facing Allah on a day of standing. The first will be is the state of his prayers. So that I can relate this hadith to that hadith. We're now seeing that this is the key to Salat. And the key to Salat is wudu. And this is related by Jami al-Tirmidhi 4. I'm thinking that means like a commentary 4 or something like that, I'm believing. Book 1, Hadith 4. Never leave the prayer. It is an opportunity every single day to ask for forgiveness for whatever you have done. A chance to ask for guidance whenever you feel lost, and it means to be thankful to Allah for all that you have. The Salah is so important. important. Cling to it. Concentrate in it and make each one your best one. And life can be tough, physically and emotionally too. And we all know the hereafter is better. But learning Al-Asma'ul Husna gives us that serenity and peace, that calmness that we need to actually be able to experience a likeness to paradise before the Jannah right now, starting here. So, alhamdulillah, that was so beautiful. The key to paradise is Salat. And the key to Salat is Wudu. Alhamdulillah. We're going to end on that good note. And I want to thank everyone for being here this afternoon, this evening. We really do appreciate you. And may Allah bless us with the fantastic upcoming week. And Jumu'ah Mubarak, that's the first thing of the week. And may Allah, we want to make the dua for the homeless and those that are hungry. Oh, and just a reminder to remember now, we want to keep our in remembrance. If you're just coming in, we need to support. We just got through with our Ramadan telethon, and we're getting there. But at the end of Ramadan, we hadn't exactly made the goal. So if you're new and you're coming in, you want to go over to cwsc.us and push on a blue donate button and make a contribution to CWSC and the Intelligentsia. That's why it's so important for you to go over to cwsc.us and check out the Intelligentsia of CWSC, and so that we can continue to support the efforts in terms of remaking this world. That is a big job, but together we can all make it happen, and it don't have to be so stressful on any one individual of us. So do that, and or if you just want to, you can call in here at CWSC and let them know that, hey, you know, I was listening the other night to Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab, and I do want to make a contribution. So you can dial in at that number at 910-317-0297, and someone from that office will certainly assist you in making that contribution. Again, that's 910-317-0297. Also, we're going to make that dua for our brothers, our sisters, for the men, the women, whether they're Muslim or not, just men and women with children experiencing difficulties, homelessness, hunger. We want to pray Allah suffice them. And any of the organizations that in your community that be able to assist you. But you, first of all, you make your prayer to Allah, and He will guide you. But you can also, we make that dua for you, that Allah will suffice you. You call on Him. Call on Al-Mukit. He is the one that sustains the homes, the food, the clothing, the shelter, any of our needs. So call on Him, and we pray to Him that He will suffice you and your family and bring you and your family to a whole in a much better position together as a family. We want to pray for those, and we say, I mean, we want to pray to those that are sick, been struck with some type of an illness, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know He can. He is Al Baez, the giver of new life, and he can do that at any time he chooses. And we pray a lot for them that he will infuse them with the new life and remove that type of an illness or disease from them and make them whole and as though that they have never experienced that disease. And, you know, he is Allah Al-Mukit, the sustainer, and he can do that. And he is most kind, Al-Arab, that he will do so. And we want to pray for those that have returned to Allah, our loved ones that went on before us, that Allah will suffice them and bless them with mercy and forgiveness in the paradise. And us the same, because we all are going to return to him, and us the same. And give us peace and patience of those of the loved ones that are left behind to continue the works, inshallah. And inshallah, I'm going to give you a great big old hug as we came in to that, to those duas. We say Ameen, and and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suffice us all and bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising, and bless us to be able to return here. You know, I was just looking, and see each other again next week. Remember, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 7 Eastern Time. And inshallah, rest us to get together again at that time. Big old hugs and love. Come on. Tight, tight. Oh, alhamdulillah. Good night, rest, and blessed rising. I mean, I'm going to leave us out on this particular. I just saw something I wanted to leave us out on. And all right. Love you all. Hugs and love.
Assalamu alaikum, and God's peace be upon you, each and every one of us. We are appreciative of God's blessing. The Creator has granted much. On behalf of the CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and all of this intelligentsia, especially American Muslim 360 Broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where our intellect is respected and our voice protected. We thank each and every one in the human family for being an active participant in this life. We know that we are blessed, and we pray that each and every one of us are aware of our blessings and giving thanks. Giving thanks each and every day. Thanks for our hearing, our sight, our feeling, and our thinking. For the blessings that we have received from the Creator, and we say God, the one God, those blessings are here to aid us and assist us in every way we need them, whether we are aware or not. And so we ask that we all show our appreciation. For surely these gifts will be a witness for us or against us. Take time and be thankful for the time to be with one another. Show patience, show understanding, show kindness, and show our gratitude to the Creator. Be in service to humanity. Use the gifts in the best way. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.